Hi, Han. I'm home. Sorry I was gone for so long. I stopped to see my parents. And you know how Father likes to go on and on about everything happening in the family business. Apparently, some shopkeepers got it into their heads that the protection money we were asking for was a bit too much. Of course, my cousin Marco. You know Marco, right? You met him when we were with my family last Christmas. Anyway, he had to go and sort things out. Oh, goodness, I'm so sorry. I can tell by the look on your face that I did it again. I know you hate hearing about my family's work. I was just rambling on again like an idiot. Please don't worry. He only had to hurt one of them. And he will be out of the hospital by the end of the week. Pinky swear. I promise. I'll have my father forgive them for the trouble if it'll make you feel better. You know I'd do anything to make you happy. That's something you wanted to talk to me about. What do you mean? You're leaving me? We have been dating for 4 years, and you're going to leave me because of what? My family isn't perfect enough for you? What happened to you saying, I'll love you forever and ever, no matter what? Did that not mean shit to you? How could you fucking do this to me? I love you, we're perfect for each other, and you're just throwing that away. What?
Too many people get hurt.
They had it coming. We give them simple rules. They don't follow them. How's that my fault? No. Don't go. You know, I didn't mean it like that. Of course, I don't want people to get hurt. It happens sometimes.
You can't go. I love you. I love you so much. We were made for each other.
Oh. You've made up your mind. Well, so have I. And you're not leaving. No, I'm not getting out of the way of the door. And if you're as smart as I know you are, you're going to sit back down right now. Why? Well, if you don't, I'll have to let my father know that you broke my heart. And then, well, Marco might have to have a chat with a few more people. No, not you, of course. I'd never hurt you, but some of your friends? Maybe your family, too?
Of course we wouldn't want that, right? I know, I never want to. I mean, I can't imagine how sad it would be if anyone hurt one of your friends. But if he broke all your promises to me, I think I'd be too distraught to stop them.
You don't want me to be distraught, right? That's right. Sit back down. I think it's time we lay some ground rules, since clearly I'm the more caring one in this relationship, and I am going to have to teach you how you're supposed to show your girlfriend that you love her.
Rule one. When your girlfriend,
that's me, in case you got lost somewhere in your gorgeous head, asks you to do something, then you fucking do it.
Rule two. You never, ever, ever betray her or her family. Got it?
Oh, this is for your safety, honey. If you didn't listen, I'd be so sad. And we don't have to talk about what happens then, right?
Good. You're guessing it. Now, come on. Your girlfriend needs you in the bedroom.
Come on. You know what I'm saying. Don't act stupid. It doesn't suit you at all. We, you and me, we're going to have sex. Got it? And I'm going to remind you just why you love me so much. Good. Now, let me just get those pesky clothes out of the way. Come on now. You're not going to leave me waiting here, are you? With my tight little body aching and shivering in the cold air. Come on, get those clothes off and lay down on the bed for me. I'll show you exactly how much you mean to me. There we go. That's the man I love. So good and compliant, aren't you? What ever made you think that you could leave all of this behind? I'm perfect for you. I know exactly what you want, even before you do. You'd never actually want to leave me, right? You were just a little bit scared. And I'll make sure you never need to be scared again. As long as you treat me right, you'll be safe for the rest of your life. No one would dare touch someone protected by my family. And if they did, I'd personally make sure they would never walk again.
See? Can't you feel how much I love you? How much you mean to me? I'd kill anyone who came between us.
That's enough of that, as much as I love it. Wouldn't want you to finish too early, right? See, I think it's time I show you how much I care about you. Let's get you inside me. No condoms. I know you've been saying that you're not ready for kids whenever I've asked before. But, well, we hadn't made our little rules before. You know, the ones about treating me right? And you wouldn't want to break our rules, would you? Good. Now, let's get this beautiful cock into me. I'll just lift myself up and lower myself onto you, just like that. God, your cock fits me so perfectly. Isn't that another sign?
Love. And I know whether you admit it or not, that you love it too. You love knowing that you're going to pump me full of your cum. Fill me up. Come on now. You're going to give me a beautiful baby. Now let's get to it. Oh. Yes. This is perfect. You are perfect. Too close. Stop. Feel me clench. My body knows that you're the one for me, and it doesn't want to let go of you either. This is where you belong. Underneath me. Do you see? Do you now know that trying to leave me was never the right option for you? You love me. Oh. Are you getting closer? I can feel you twitching in me. Oh God. And it feels so fucking good. No, keep going. Keep going. No stopping now. You know what you need to do. Drive yourself into me. As deep as you can. Make me a mother. Make yourself a father. Then you'll never leave me. You'll be mine forever. All mine. Doesn't that sound beautiful? Isn't that what we always wanted? No. Getting close to. Give it to me. Give it all. Empty your sea deep within me. Come on now. Come deep inside me. Let it all go. Remember the rules. Give it to me now. Give it to me as I twitch and milk every last drop of cum out of you. Oh, there we go. You were so, so good. I can feel your cum. So warm and so deep inside me. Now, your body is truly mine. I own you. And doesn't that just feel right? I love you more than life itself. I'm so glad I could finally make you see that. Now, I can tell my parents that they'll be getting that grandkid.
Oh, they'll be so excited. Aren't you excited?
Of course. We'll need to get married first. But we can get to planning that tomorrow. For the moment, all I need is you.
Because I love you.
And I know that you love me too.